Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Boomer and Geo on The Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. I know this is completely irrelevant to everybody, but yes. Like the amount of nose hairs I've accumulated over the last like year, especially the last 6 months.
It's a bitch.
It's horrible. I mean, has this happened? I mean,
it happens.
But in the last year, it's just I can't. Every time pulling, I bet you the CBS Sports Network people saw me. Some people in the CBS Sports Network control room probably looking at me at the break, ripping these nose hairs out. But it's just, it's nonstop.
Maybe they can get that kind of slow motion or something and play it back for us.
They might be able to.
That would be rude.
Know what I saw on Jersey Shore a couple weeks ago? They have a thing now where you can go into like the beauty salon.
Yeah.
And get that waxed out.
Oh, it's got to hurt.
They put
though.
A giant Q-tip with wax on it in your nose and then pull it out.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
But does that, how long does it last?
I don't know.
Not long
now,
enough.
Why don't you give that a shot and let's see how that goes.
You I feel like you need nose hairs to block bacteria, like when you're breathing in bacteria.
Yeah.
There's like a filter.
Yes, a filter.
Remember we did a back waxing with you here?
Yeah, that actually was pretty good. That felt
have
good.
Have you done that since?
I haven't, but I would.
Yeah. Maybe we should do that with Gio.
I have. I
you
did
tend
that.
You to be a little bit hairy.
No, I did that same thing. Yeah, in Pittsburgh, I did that. And the woman tried to hurt me. Like, she thought it was funny if, like, she did not do the proper protocol. She was ripping stuff off, so I was bleeding in blotches, you know? She's like, another more blood. She, like, loved it. Thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Well,
so
just
I wouldn't
trim
go.
Your nose. I mean, you got a beard, and I mean, you're neatly coiffed today.
I am. That's the thing.
Just buy a nose hair trimmer.
I think you have definitely worried about more about your appearance than any time I've ever known you before. Over
you know
the last,
why?
Like,
you know
months.
Why, though? Because he's starting to look good.
Oh.
He's feeling himself.
Yeah, it might be a little bit something to that. Yeah, I don't know. You know,
is that a weird way to say that?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. The nose hair thing, whether I was disgusting and sloppy, wouldn't have mattered. It's been a big problem now. And then I do have this nose hair trimmer, and I put it up there, but then I start sneezing like crazy.
Yeah.
I go, and I'm like, and then it's just ridiculous. And
yeah,
just,
but I think it's okay. It's, you know, it's part of, you know, taking care of yourself and cleaning yourself up.
No, I know. I'd rather pluck them out, and then I look at them, and I'm like, how the hell did this thing grow into my
nose? You're going to pluck it out and look at it.
Have you ever done that with stuff? Like, you pick something off you or whatever, you pluck something out, and then you...
Well, you're always curious what it looks like.
You study
sure.
it.
I don't
smell
don't
it.
Study it.
Like, I...
Smell it.
Do you eat it?
It's a piece of hair.
I can see Gio eating it.
No, I would not eat. Nose hair. There was one, I did pull a gray one out, a nice long gray one. I was fascinated by that. I was like, I grew a giant gray nose hair at 36 years old. So I gave it a look, studied it, and then I almost wanted to keep it. Just to show other people, be like, can you believe this? Look at this thing. Look at the size of this thing. But I didn't. I decided to throw it away. All right, now Jerry's here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Direct Energy Business, the all-star electricity and gas supplier to large businesses. You mentioned Zion Williamson, so we will start there. Last night in the Garden, Duke and Texas Tech. Just another day in the life.
Ready. Being bothered on the perimeter again by Jones. Jones nearly had another steal. And he does have it. What a tip away. And a two-on-one with Zion the lob. Oh, my goodness. He was 3 feet above the rim to hammer it home.
That sounds about right. That was Dave Shumate on IMG Sports. That was part of his 17-point effort last night as Duke wound up beating Texas Tech 69-58. R.J. Barrett had 16 points as well. And the alley-oop CBS Sports Network just showing... just amazing what the kid can do.
I mean, every game he's doing something like that, or several things like that.
Several, absolutely. Here was Williamson afterwards. The question was, as you mentioned before, if he wants to be a Nick, and I guess because they're at the Garden, they're in the Nick locker, well, not the Nick locker room, but they're in the Garden locker rooms. Here was how he answered.
I think this is RJ's team. RJ, do you want to play for the Knicks? RJ, do you want to play for the Knicks?
If they draft, yeah.
He says he will play anywhere.
I don't want to say, like, I don't really care where I go. Like, just the experience of being in the NBA, whoever wants me and whoever sees the most of me, that's where I want to be.
He did say, though, It'd be cool to play for the Knicks. So I don't think anything from it.
No, what I think was, and if you watch the video, he looks at the teammate next to him and he makes this face. I think that's because he knew that whatever he was going to say was going to get covered.
Sure.
And like, here we go. This is starting now. We're not even in the new year, and I'm talking about the draft. That's what I think the reaction to was, to not the whole deal of like, the Knicks. Are you kidding me? I don't want to play for the Knicks. And no, some people took it that way.
Guys, you got to understand something. This kid is 18 years old, and he's sitting on a pile of money to the tune of $500 million. I wouldn't even be surprised if he already has his shoe deal done.
Sure.
And, you know, it's probably, you know, just waiting for his signature when his college season is over. I mean, that's going to be, you know, just the name alone and the way that he plays is just so head and shoulders above everybody else, that he is basically a billion-dollar player waiting to be had in the NBA. And that's why it is so important for the Knicks to continue to lose. I mean, look, it just is. I mean, if you want to save a franchise, you want to up in value the franchise, you want to create a firestorm of just interest and passion and get back to where we were in the late 60s, this is the guy to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to get too worked up over one player. I already sort of have.
You should get worked up.
Well, here's the thing. I just want them to be in the bottom three, so they, you know, that the odds of them getting either Zion or Barrett. Right, we'll be pretty good, though.
I just feel like they're going to get number three. I just feel like it.
Or, you know what'll happen, right, is they'll finish with the worst record, and in years past, because this was a year that they changed the lottery.
Of course.
They would have gotten it because the odds would have been in their favor, but now it's not, and they end up third when the other two teams were better.
All I know is that this kid, with his name, his game, his personality, if he is here in New York, forget it. The Knicks will own the back pages for years and years and years, assuming that he lives up to what we all think he's going to be. It's simple to recognize that. That personality and that game in a Knick uniform, forget it. Knick fans will be beside themselves.
Knicks play the Hawks tonight. You've got the Nets taking on the Pacers tonight. Yeah, good luck with that. On the Fan at 7:15. Well, the Hawks are not good. Knicks will give you an effort tonight.
I'm not saying that I want effort. I just want a loss.
Yeah, I think they'll win tonight.
I think this is where Fizdale gets his coach of the year. He needs to
figure out a way to lose against the Hawks at home
and have the team play and like them.
Remember opening night against the Hawks, and the Knicks killed them.
I know.
Absolutely killed them. That's going to come back to hurt them.
Nets have won 7 straight. They'll try to make it 8 tonight. Two games last night. Clippers beat the Mavericks 125-121. Former Nick Danilo Gallinari at 32. And the Heat beat the Rockets 101-99. Chris Paul left with a strained hamstring. Manny Machado spent some time with the Phillies yesterday. Looks like about 4 hours or so. Comcast Sports Philadelphia caught up with him.
How was your visit with the Phillies?
Pretty awesome. Learned a lot about the organizations. Very fun.
He was asked, when is he going to sign? How fast? And he said, that's up to his agent. We know he met with the White Sox, the Yankees, and now the Phillies. And it looks like that's all the places that he will visit. Daniel Murphy agrees to a 2-year deal with the Rockies. Cardinals to sign Andrew Miller. Nationals agree to a deal to Anibal Sanchez. And Trevor Cahill will go to the Angels. All right, to the NFL. Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon suspended indefinitely for violating the terms of his conditional reinstatement under the drug policy. New England home for Buffalo Sunday. Here was Devin McCourty.
He's a great teammate. Worked his butt off while he was here. So I think for us as players, we wish him the best personally.
Says he needs to get his mental state right. And so he is done, I mean, I guess for a long time, right?
He failed another drug test. Right. So he can talk about, he can make it a mental thing all he wants. And I feel bad for him because I play with guys like this.
Is this marijuana? Is that pretty much what we're assuming?
I'm assuming that's what it is. I mean, but he knows he. I don't know how many chances you can give a guy. I mean, I feel bad for him. I want him to get his life in order. That's the most important thing. But if he doesn't have football in his life, I don't know what this is going to do to him. That's the other part of it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. But it almost seems like, you know, the football part of this is not allowing him. I mean, the restrictions around him obviously don't work as well, you know. So I don't know. Maybe you take that away. The fear of losing something. That's the thing that gets him on the right track. I'm not so sure.
I can hear it. If it is marijuana, okay, if it is marijuana, you know, you're going to start hearing loud and louder calls from the NFLPA to do what the governor of New York City, State and the mayor of New York City want to do, legalize marijuana. And if it's legalized, then how can you suspend a guy, right? I mean, that's always going to be the crux of this argument.
Also Sunday, Steelers play the Saints 425 on CBS. Here is Drew Brees, thrilled to be playing at home again.
It's been almost a month since we've been in the Dome, you know, so it'll be nice to be back in there. I know fans are looking forward to it. Obviously, we got a lot going for us right now.
Big Ben loving how Brees has excelled in his career.
He can do it, not looking like the typical quarterback in terms of height. He's incredibly athletic, though, and a tireless worker. In the
meantime, Cam Jordan was asked about Ben Roethlisberger, and you saw this, I imagine, by your reaction. Not exactly a big believer in Ben.
They've got a quarterback who might be going to the Hall of Fame. He's only in sack 20.
Is that true?
Roethlisberger? Yeah. So
really?
he started, the reporter asked, then who, if not him, then who? And Jordan started mentioning quarterbacks in this era that are better.
Drew. Tom.
Tom.
Aaron. Peyton.
Doesn't have decent numbers.
Peyton.
Peyton who?
Manning.
He even mentioned one guy before backing off.
I'd honestly put Eli before I put Ben, but
what?
Okay.
What?
Two Super Bowls. If we're going by his numbers.
Except Eli washed.
I hear you.
That was the end of that.
I will say this. That Cam Jordan has a future.
Oh, my goodness.
Talk radio, right?
Yes. Really opinionated. Definitely. I mean, yeah, I thought the same thing.
His facial expressions were priceless.
Yeah, right. I know. He's going to be on TV at some point.
But here's the deal. I don't agree with him at all. I mean.
Nor did anybody in the room, I don't think.
Exactly. And I think a lot of players will find it to be. I don't know how Ben will play, and I'm sure they'll meet each other and, you know, close up and everything. There might be a few words said. But, you know, Cam Jordan is actually, when you look back at his statistics, he's played in 125 games or 126 games.
Wow, doesn't miss any games, huh?
Yeah, he hasn't missed a game in his career.
Wow.
He has started pretty much 125 out of a potential 126 games, plus six playoff games.
Impressive. Impressive. Giants are at Indianapolis on Sunday. Odell Beckham Jr., will you play? It was the quad injury or the sore quad.
Whether they put a red light up or green light. If your body can't go, you can't go. Like, that's just the bottom line.
Says he wants to play. We'll see if they allow him to play is what
if
I take from that.
I
don't
know. Playing.
Jets host the Packers on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers is playing. He was asked how come at this stage with where they are in the standings.
I think it's a lot about leadership. You know, if I want to, you know, be listened to and followed and looked up to, you know, how could I stand here and say that, you know, these games that don't matter for playoffs, I'm going to cash it in.
And so he will be out there on Sunday against the Jets.
Can I just go back one story? You were talking about Cam Jordan questioning whether or not Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer, right? So Cam Jordan has 71.5 sacks in, 7 years? Probably got another good 2 or 3 years left.
He's sure.
Probably, you know, so maybe he'll get up to...
Can he get to 100?
100, maybe? That's not Hall of Fame numbers, though.
Probably not.
Right?
Very good.
He's been a... one-time All-Pro, and he's been a four-time Pro Bowler. 3 out of the last 4 years.
It's a really good career, but when you think about the best pass rushers in football, he's not one of the guys that comes to mind.
But
you know?
Maybe that's part of what's fueling this whole thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It could be. I mean, I don't know how you don't think Ben Roethlisberger is a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's crazy. Of course he is. I mean, you know, I think all those guys in that draft class, the three of them, Eli, Philip Rivers.
Sure, they all are.
Yeah, they're all Hall of Famers, and without question in my mind.
Look how many games they've played in. Look how long they've played. And every time you play against them, you knew what you had to stop, right?
You mentioned Rivers, Chargers, Ravens tomorrow night at 8 p.m. You got the Redskins and Titans at 4:30 tomorrow. And just quickly, the Devils lost again, 2-1 to the Blue Jackets, and the Islanders lost to the Golden Knights last night, 4-2.
All right, Jerry. It is amazing. We are back to two more games on Saturday. The second one, interesting. The first one, not so much. But Chargers Ravens should be really, really. That should be a fascinating.
That's in LA, right? In that soccer stadium.
Yes.
Right.
So the first one also has playoff implications between the Redskins and the.
Not as sexy as the second one, though.
No, I you would think that that game would be like 20-13 or something, right?
Yeah, for
the first game. The first game, 15-12.
Right. I don't know. The second game. Two good defenses, a rookie quarterback. I don't know. I don't see the Ravens scoring a lot of points in this game.
No, probably not.
Unless their defense scores some points.
Yeah, I don't think either team's going to. I think it's going to be the Saturday night football slate is going to be no offense again. And that's sort of been a trend the last couple of weeks in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.